T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's jump out to the phone lines and welcome in Chris McGee. Chris McGee is Dan Dibley's friend. That's what he is. He's also the studio host for the Lakers pre and post on Spectrum Sports Network. Hey, Chris, thanks for joining us, buddy.
Hey guys, how's everyone doing up there in the Bay Area?
Doing well. Let me start with this. The Lakers got beat by the Warriors earlier in the season. Was there any indication that, you know, that game they were taken pretty seriously, and I mean the Lakers?
Yeah, I think the Lakers being up, what were they, up 22 in the third in that game and up 9 with maybe 5 minutes left in the fourth. I know us, as a studio show, continued to call that the worst loss of the year. I mean, it was just, I thought it was a little embarrassing the way the Lakers kind of played in that game, and kind of like, you can't do that to a team that I think is good, in the Warriors and a guy like Steph Curry. And we all thought the Warriors earned that win and kind of stole it from the Lakers. So I think, you know, the Lakers definitely still had that thought in their mind because it's been brought up a lot. But that was the best they played in a few weeks, guys, was last night. They just hadn't been clicking like that offensively in a while. So it was good to see, at least from our end.
And the Warriors, just really a half night for most of the stars. They lose by almost 30. Draymond Green, after the game, tweets about another player in our league, Geeter. And I know LeBron James has done this a bunch as well. What's been the fan reaction to LeBron James talking about other players on other teams? Is it at all controversial, or is it just part of having LeBron on your team?
I think it's just part of having LeBron on the team. I think for guys like James Worthy, for Robert Horry, for Fish, those guys who I work with, it's just for them, they've had to get used to, you know, guys are friends and support each other. And I think there's some beauty in that as well. But I just think it's part of the culture now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does, Chris. You've seen the Warriors twice now, and I'm trying to tell my guys, you know what, come playoff time, Wiseman will take a few steps forward, and they're going to be a problem in the playoffs. When you look at this team through the two games, do you feel like that can happen? What do you think of the Warriors, this version of the Warriors?
Well, honestly, I mean, just to shoot it straight with you guys, I feel like this Warriors team reminds me of the Lakers team a couple of years ago when LeBron was in his first year, and there was a lot of youth around, and they were kind of missing that second star with Clay not being there. I've seen you guys play great recently. You had that 3-game win streak. You know, I think Draymond, when he's healthy and playing right, he adds such a dimension that it's hard to guard, right? The guy can get 11 assists, yet he only shoots 38%, so how do you guard him? I feel like we said this in our pregame show yesterday. We think it's ridiculous that Steph isn't getting more talk for MVP. I mean, he had this Warriors team going into last night, 19-15. They're 4 games over 500. I mean, look at the rest of the league. The Nuggets have struggled. People have struggled, man. Like, there was no, you know, it was a weird offseason. We're in weird times. I mean, look at the East. The Warriors would be fourth. So the fact that Steph had him at 19-15 playing like he has, only missed one game. I did some stat yesterday. I think he made 75 threes in the month of February. The Lakers as a team only made, whatever, 130. So, you know, listen, you guys know I've been on your show before. I have a ton of respect for that, for the Warrior team. I think they're a playoff team, and I'm staying with it. Now, the truth is also there are some there are some inconsistent guys on that team, right? I mean, well chronicled. I mean, Wiggins, Oubre. Like, Oubre played great against the Lakers the first time the Lakers played him and lost. That was a big part of it. Like, you know, the Warriors are built around Steph, Clay, and Draymond, just like the Lakers are built around Anthony Davis and LeBron James. So without Clay, you have to figure out pieces and how they fit. I mean, that system is Steph and how he makes everyone better around him. So if those guys aren't shooting the ball well or they have an off night, you know, combo that with the Lakers playing great on both ends of the floor, it's not going to go your way. It's a bad matchup. But I still think the Warriors are a playoff team. I really do. I think they're in that 6, 7, 8 slot.
Chris McGee, he's the studio host for Lakers Pre and Post on Spectrum Sports Network. He's joining us on 95.7 The Game. And what are the Lakers' kind of goals while Anthony Davis is out? LeBron a lot of times likes to kind of iterate what he wants. Has he kind of told everybody what he expects while Anthony Davis misses some time?
Yeah. I mean, obviously they want to stay afloat and keep pace with Clippers and everybody else in that 2-3 kind of spot with Utah being, you know, 4 or 5 games ahead. But I think the biggest thing, guys, honestly, like during that 4-game skid, I mean, yeah, Anthony Davis, you're not going to make up for losing him, and I get that. But the biggest, most glaring thing for me was the loss of Schroeder for 4 games. They went 0-4. And what happens when you don't have Schroeder and Anthony Davis, now LeBron is literally the ball handler at all times, and he's never playing off ball. And when you get to the end of games or you get stagnant, it's basically him trying to create for everybody. They just don't have those guys on the team that can do that. It's a system built around those two stars, and everyone fits with those guys. That's why they're such a great team, a lot like the Warrior teams of the past. You know, guys fit with those superstars. You have to have guys that know how to space the floor and know how to play with them. But when they're asked to do more, they're not that effective. So with Dennis coming back, it all of a sudden just relieved a lot of pressure from LeBron, and I see his energy going up on the defensive end. So I think the loss of Dennis was huge. Having him back just kind of puts them back in the mix. I think, like, LeBron's realistic. He knows, you know, you're not going to win 10, 12, 15 games in a row without Anthony Davis, but I think he still holds this team to a standard of, you know, we have to compete at the highest level, and we got to do it on the defensive end without our leader. And one thing I've really started to love about LeBron that I think I didn't know before I started covering him is the fact that, you know, he gets a lot of flack up here. I'm so panicked about his minutes and he's not taking games off. And it's funny, guys. We live in a world where if guys load manage, you get heckled. If you play too much, you get heckled. I don't understand it. I mean, the guy gets paid to play basketball, and that's what he keeps telling everybody. I'm playing. I'm healthy. So we don't have Anthony Davis here. I'm going to play more minutes. So that's kind of how he feels. He's at a different stage than Steph in his career. He's older. So he's not concerned about the minutes right now. He wants to play, and I think we should applaud that instead of, you know, always trying to find ways to have a problem with it.
We got to have a problem with everything, Geeter. You know that.
I
have a problem with you trying to be so affable about it, quite frankly. But I'll handle that off the air. My question for you, Geeter, is the All-Star game, and LeBron's heading down to Atlanta, and Steph Curry's going. Two-part question, Geeter, if you can handle it. State school education and all. First, should they even be having the game? And secondly, is LeBron really looking forward to having to go cross-country to play in this Farskill 48?
Dibs, I am not a huge fan of the game, personally. I just don't think this is the year for the game. There wasn't a plan to have one. That being said, I understand the business of the NBA, if I can play both sides. So I understand why they want to have it. But if you think guys like LeBron James and other players want to go play in this game when so much is taken out of it, right? It is about the fans and the pomp and circumstance of it all. I think it's going to be difficult for those guys because they want the break. But they'll be pros. They'll go down there. So will Steph. So will LeBron. And they'll put on a show like they always do. I mean, if it was I'd be okay if he jumped center and then left. But I know he's not going to. Yeah, I think it's a tough year to have this game for sure. Because I think it is so much about the whole weekend. And I understand the NBA, and listen, I have a lot of respect for belief in what the NBA does, what they've shown, what they're able to do in the bubble and all that stuff. I hold them to a really high standard. So I get why they want to have the game and TNT, and you have sponsors, and you have to do what you have to do as a business. It doesn't mean all the players have to like it, but one thing I love about the NBA is they always seem to kind of find some common ground and move forward.
Yeah, hey, Chris, thank you so much, especially on that last answer. It really it goes to show you how you can present both sides of an argument, see both sides, and then make a rational comment. My buddy Dan Dibley, it's like if your toes aren't on fire by the time you're done with your take, I mean, it's just not good enough.
You can only eat so much oatmeal, Geeter.
Were you panicked over the loss last night? Are you okay?
I'm not panicked over the loss, but I'm more panicked over my partner, my good friend Steiny's inability to really have an opinion ever, Geeter.
Hey, Geeter,
you know what bothers me, guys? Hold on. Can I say what bothers me? Dre getting the two technicals. That's the game that bothered me.
Yeah.
That bothers me. Love that.
You would have made a good Warrior fan then the next day. We could have had you call in and everything.
Guys, you let me know when you need me to be disguised as a Warrior fan. I'll call in and set some things straight. I have no problem doing that for
all right.
Guys.
Hey, I really appreciate you joining us, Chris, and we'll talk to you down the line.
All right, guys. Always. Later.